This is Tom DiMeo, back with part three of the discussion and review of Nero. What I hope to accomplish this time is to not be so lengthy, for one thing, but also I want to cover burning MP3 formatted files onto a standard audio CD, burning data onto a CD, and taking a look at the Nero user database. Before I get started, though, I want to clarify something from part two. You might remember that when I was extracting tracks from a CD or ripping tracks from a CD, the database entry for that CD came up before the dialog box came up to actually select the tracks that I wanted to rip. Now, that can be prevented if you don't want that database entry to first come up. You might remember from part one when I looked at the preferences, and in the database tab of preferences, there were three checkboxes to tell Nero whether or not the database entry should come up or not, and one of them was for the save file, and I do have that checked, and that's why that database entry came up initially. If that box hadn't been checked, when we went to the recorder pull-down and the save file dialog, it would have gone directly to the dialog box to select the tracks from the CD that you wanted to rip. Okay, on to burning MP3s onto an audio CD. It's really no more difficult or much different than what we did in part two with extracting tracks. First of all, we have to open a new compilation window, and I'll do that with Control-N.
Session 2 of 7.
And that puts us on the second tab of a 7-tab property sheet, the same one we were in before. And by tabbing once, we get to where we can choose the type of CD we want to burn.
No selected item. List view.
And there's none selected, so I'll down arrow.
CD-ROM ISO 1 of.
Don't want a CD-ROM ISO. ISO, we'll do that next time. I mean, we'll do
audio
that.
CD 2 of 11.
Look
audio
later.
CD 2 of 11.
See,
list view.
Audio CD is what I want. So I'll tab through the rest of these around to the new button.
Wizard, open, edit box, edit box, language, set it box, edit box, edit box, edit box, edit, right CD, new button.
And there's the new. This is the same thing we did last time when we extracted tracks from a CD. I'm going to press enter.
Nero burning ROM. Play and button disabled. Custom control.
And this puts us in the new compilation window, and you'll notice it said play was disabled. That's because there's nothing in the compilation window. If I press the up and down arrow keys, nothing speaks. By the way, if anybody would be interested in me going through how to use the wizard and working with the file browser, I could do that, but I've already expressed my personal preferences for those things, and I kind of think not using them is easier, because now that I'm in this compilation window, I don't have to worry about the file browser. I can just press the context key.
Context menu.
And arrow to.
H equals help. Add file dialog.
Add file dialog and press enter, and it's going to.
Menu closed.
It's going
add
to.
Box and equals file name.
Put us in the list view in the combo boxes for selecting the files, and it's much easier, I think, than dealing with the file browser. So the folder where I have some MP3 files is on my C drive. So
list view, I, combo box, I equals Lurkin, Nero, Nero, ahead, six, program, CC, 4 of 12.
I shift tab twice to get back to this combo box where I could select drive C, and then I'll tab to the
combo box, I equals Lurkin, list view, I equals Lurkin, ag share.
And that's going to list the folders on the C drive. I'll press enter on ag share, because that's the one I want.
List view, I equals Lurkin, Bobby Filler, 4, I fought the law and the...
And here's a list of everything that's in that folder. So I'm going to first hold down the control key, and then go through and select a few of these with the space bar.
Channels the girl next. Cliff Richard, the young ones. MP3, 3 of 14. No selected item.
I'll copy that one. Cliff Richard.
Space. Cliff Richard, the young ones. Dave Dudley, Fireball. Hank Snow, Canadian Pacific. MP3, 5 of 14. Unselected.
Hank Snow's Canadian Pacific. I'll select that one.
Space. Hank Snow, Canadian. Jim Reeves, Jermaine. John Denver, late. John Denver. Red Solid Fan. Roll on MP3 10 of 14 unselected.
Roll on, I think I'll select that one.
Space, roll on Ruth Brown Lucky Lips MP3 11
and
of 14 unselected.
I'll select Ruth Brown.
Space, Ruth Brown Lucky Lips. Secrets of the Boy Next Door. Space, Secrets of the Boy Next Door. MP3 12 of 14.
And the Secrets Boy Next Door. I think that's enough to get an idea of how this is all done. And notice they were all MP3 files, although I was talking a little bit there with Deck Talk. Two of us were competing. So by tabbing again, I'll get to the edit box where all those will be listed, or parts of them, because they don't all fit.
Edit box, N equals file name, ylips.mp3, Cliff Richard, the young ones.mp3.
But I know I'm pretty certain they're all there, and we'll know for certain here in a second as soon as I go to the open button.
Combo box, checkbox, button, O equals open, Nero burning ROM audio 1.
And press enter on the open button, which puts us back in the compilation window, and then I can use the arrow keys to see what's here. I paused the recording because it does take it a few seconds to convert the MP3 files before it puts them in the compilation window, but they are there now.
The Boy Next Door, Canadian Pacific, Rollingon.
Rollingon, okay.
Lucky Lips, the young ones, the young ones.
And those are all the ones that I had selected, and they're all there. So now in order to burn these onto a CD, we go to the File menu and the Write button. So I'll press Alt.
F equals File Quote. F.
F. And W.
N equals New Control.
W for Write.
W. W equals Write button. Menu closed. Action. Determine maximum speed.
And this puts us back in the four-page dialog box that we've been in before.
Action. Action. Use multiple... Cancel. Burn 4 of 4. Tab control.
I wanted to tab to the tab control to let you hear that this is the fourth tab of this property sheet. And
no selected item list.
By tabbing once.
Audio CD 1 of 1.
We get to audio CD, which is what we told it in the compilation that we wanted.
Wizard button. Medium info button.
And we have the wizard and the medium info, same as before.
Action. Determine maximum speed. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And that's unchecked, but I want to check it.
Space, checked. Action, simulation, checkbox, checked.
Simulation is checked.
Action, write, checkbox, checked.
Write is checked.
Action, finalize CD, no further writing possible. Checkbox, checked.
And finalizing the CD is checked, which is I want.
Write speed, top, 10x1500kbs, 1 of 3, combo box.
Now, again, I have a CDRW in the drive because I didn't want to waste an audio CD. Because I'm cheap. Frugal. I'm frugal. But if I had had a blank CDR in the drive, it would have listed the speeds for the CDR that the CDR drive or burner can handle, which would be 24X, 20X, 16X, and so on. But since this is a CDRW, it just has the 10X.
8X, 1,200. Bottom, 4X.
8X and 4X, but...
Top, 10x1.
I want 10x.
Write method, disk at once, 2 of 3, combo box.
And I do want the disk at once, write method.
Edit box, number of copies, 1.
1 copy.
Buffer under run protection, checkbox, checked.
Buffer under run is checked.
Use multiple recorders, checkbox, unchecked.
Don't want multiple recorders.
W equals write button.
Right, and I'm going to press enter, and first of all, I'll close the CD drawer, then press enter.
Zero burning ROM audio 1.
And it's going to proceed to...
Custom control, dialog, write CD, minimize, normalize, disabled, close, compilation, group box, window eyes, 2 of 2, taskbar.
And it's going to proceed to convert these MP3 files to WAV files and burn them on the CD. And when that's finished, I'll come back and we'll see if it works. Okay, it's a couple of minutes later and it is finished. And the window that is here now...
Burn process completed successfully at 10x1500kbs. Default button, OK.
And there's the OK button. I'll press enter on that.
Dialog, done, minimize, normalize, disabled, close.
And here we are at a window similar to the one that we saw last time. I'll go up to the top left of it.
Top left, compilation, group box, graphic, audio 1, 1251.09.
That's, again, is the time of those songs that we burned.
Audio CD, 129 MB.
129 MB.
Graphic, 4... Graphic.
Whoops.
Graphic, 420 AM. Speed measurement completed 14x2100 kbs. Graphic, 420 AM. Simulation started at 10x1500 kbs. Graphic 4:22:04 a.m. Simulation completed successfully at 10x1500 kbps. Graphic 4:22:04 a.m. Burn process started at 10x1500 kbps.
So it gives us all the information there as to when each process started and ended. I don't want to save this, so I'll...
S equals save, dialog, but P equals print, D equals discard.
Tap to the discard button and press enter.
Neuro burning ROM audio 1. Custom and control, the young ones.
And the CD drawer slid open, and it put me back in the compilation window.
Lucky Lips, Raleigh, Canadian Pacific, the boy next.
And I could, again, save this if I ever wanted to burn these songs again, but I don't want to, so I'm going to press Control F4, and it's going to ask if I want to save it.
Button, Y equals yes, dialog, Neuro burning ROM, close box, graphic, save changes to audio 1, default, button, Y equals yes, Neuro burning ROM.
No, I don't. So it's gone, and we're back at the main part of Neuro. Now, I'll put the CD in the CD reader and bring up Winamp and
Winamp 2.80, Neuro burning ROM, Winamp 2.80,
and
system pulldown,
go to
Winamp pulldown,
Winamp
WP equals play pulldown,
play pulldown
F equals L equals look, D equals directory, audio CDE, audio CDF.
Oops, yes, audio CDF, that's the one I want. It used to be E, but I reversed them a short time ago, and I still get confused. So F is the CD-ROM drive, and I'll press enter and see if this will play. And there's the boy next door by the secrets, and I'll press next, B, or next to go to the next song. And that sounds like Hank Snow's Canadian Pacific. That sounds like Roll On. Here's Lucky Lips with Ruth Brown. Cliff Richard, the young ones, and I'll press next again. And there's no more there, so I guess it's burned okay. I might just take a minute to go through the erase process, since what I'll do is erase this CD, then use it again to burn data onto it, so I'll close Winamp. And this should put us back into Neuro. Come on, speak to me.
Neuro burning ROM maximizer.
There we go. And to get to the erase dialog, we go to the menu bar with Alt.
F equals file pull down.
Arrow over to.
E equals V equals R equals recorder pull down.
Recorder pull down.
R equals choose recorder control R dialog. E equals eject medium. W equals erase rewritable dialog.
There's the erase rewritable dialog I got there with three up arrows. I'll press enter on it.
Menu closed. Use multiple recorders. Checkbox. Unchecked. Dialog. Erase. Please select the erase method to be used. Top. Quick erase rewritable.
I don't want a quick erase. I want to do a full erase.
Full erase rewritable media. 2 of 3.
And there's also...
Bottom. Unclose the last session. 3 of 3.
Since there was something recorded on this CD, now it gives me the option to...
Bottom. Unclose the last
session. Unclose the last session. Now, if this had been a formatted CD, it wouldn't. That option wouldn't be there. So I want...
Full erase rewritable.
Full erase.
Use multiple records. Choose erase button.
And then... the erase button, and I'll press enter.
Neuro burning ROM, hourglass.
And I'll let it do its thing, and when I come back, we'll burn some data onto this CD. Okay, the erase process completed, the CD drawer opened, and it went back to the main part of the Neuro program. To burn data, it's almost like burning audio, but there's a few differences, so... To open a new compilation window, I'll do Control-N again.
Session 2 of 7.
And it puts this on the second tab of the 7-page property sheet. And I'll do a tab...
No selected item.
...to get to where we can select the type of CD we want to burn.
CD-ROM ISO 1 of 11.
And CD-ROM ISO is what I want to use for data, but I haven't previously gone through... the list of types of CDs that you can burn, but I think I'll do that now quickly.
Audio CD.
Audio CD, which we've done.
Burn 1 of 8. Tab control. Hourglass. Mix mode CD. 3 of 11. List.
You can do a mix mode CD, and what happens is as I arrow through these various types of CDs that you can burn, it changes the property sheet. That's why it takes a second or two, and why Window Eye sometimes will speak some gibberish, stuff that's not pertinent to really what we're doing. But there is the mix mode.
CD extra, 4 of 11.
Extra.
New button, CD copy, 5 of 11. CD copy, 5 of 11. List view.
And that's the CD copy. It's another way to do a CD copy, which when we did it, we went to the file menu and selected CD copy.
Video CD 6 of 11. Video CD and 6 of 11. List view.
Video CD.
Super Video CD 7 of 11. Super Video CD 7.
Super Video. Don't know why Window Eyes is saying it twice. And,
CD-ROM boot 8 of 11. CD-ROM boot 8 of 11. List view.
You might have heard it tried to access the A drive, my floppy drive, because of what this option is.
Boot. 2 of 7. CD-ROM boot 8 of...
You can make a CD-ROM boot.
CD-ROM hybrid 9 of 11. CD-ROM hybrid 9.
I don't have any idea what a CD-ROM hybrid is.
CD-ROM UDF 10 of 11. CD-ROM UDF 10 of 11. List view. CD-ROM UDF ISA 11 of 11. CD-ROM UDF ISA 11 of 11.
UDF format is something that I might get into later on if anyone's interested. It mainly formats a CD so that you can use it like a big floppy.
CD-ROM ISA 1 of 11.
CD-ROM ISO is what I want for burning data onto a CD. I'll do the tab now to get around to the new button.
Wizard, but... Open. Bottom M equals new button.
Oh, here's
bottom M equals mode session. No mode session. Radio button checked. 3 of 3.
A set of radio buttons that you can select for multi-session or
M equals mode session. Continue mode session disk. Radio button.
Continuing a multi-session
off. M equals mode session. Start mode session disk.
Or starting a multi-session, but I don't want a multi-session
new
disk.
Cancel button. Bottom M equals mode session. No mode session. Radio button checked. 3 of 3.
I want no multi-session. That might be something else I can get into. In the future, also multi-session CDs.
New button.
And tab to the new button and press enter.
Nero burning ROM, custom control, new.
And that puts us back in to the compilation window. However, this time there are two windows that I can tab between. You might have...
New.
By pressing the up or down
new
arrow key, it says new. But if I tab...
Custom control.
It puts me in a custom control, which is another window, but doesn't say anything if I press the up and down arrow key, so I'll tab back to
custom
the
control, new.
Back to the new one. And what this will do as I select files and data files to burn, if I choose to have several folders on the CD, the folder will be in this first window, and I can arrow between them, and as I arrow between them, the files that are in that folder will change in the other window. So I'll press the context key.
Context menu.
And do the up arrow.
O equals properties dialog. H equals help. Create folder.
Now notice that here there's a create folder option, which we didn't have when we were burning audio CDs. So I can actually create folders on the CD to put data in, which I think I'll do because that's a... Once you get the hang of doing that, creating a CD with just data and no folders is pretty simple. So I'll press enter on
menu close,
create
edit
folder.
Box, you.
And here
you
is an edit box
W-E.
That has the word new in it, but Window Eyes is only saying EW. But type in a new folder. I'll just call this folder 1, maybe.
F-O-L-D-E-R, 1.
And press enter.
Custom control, folder 1.
And that puts us back into the first compilation window and has...
Folder 1.
And also here, if I arrow up, is...
New.
Still new. So I think we'll create two folders on this CD, so I'll leave it on new and press the context key again.
Context menu. OH, create folder.
And go to create folder.
Menu closed. Edit box.
And I'll backspace a few times to get rid of the EW and type in folder 2.
F-O-F-D-E-R 2. Custom control folder 2.
Press enter. Now, unfortunately, when you add a new folder, this works kind of the same way as it did when we were adding tracks to a CD. It won't add to the end. It puts it on top of the last or whatever one you're focused on. In this case, there's only one folder here, so now we have
new folder 2, folder 1,
at folder 2 and folder 1. But what I kind of like things order. I like things to be orderly, so I'm going to do a Control X to cut folder 2 to the clipboard.
Cut to clipboard.
And then I'm going
folder 2, new.
Then I'm going to go up to new and press Control V.
Pasted from clipboard.
And now we should have
new folder 1, folder 2.
And they're in order, and I'm happy with orderly things. So now let's put some files in these folders.
Folder 1.
We'll put a couple of files in folder 1 first. I arrowed to it to select it. Press the context key.
Context menu.
Arrow 2.
Create folder. Add file dialog.
Add file dialog, our good old friend here that we've looked at a few times in the past. Press enter on that.
Menu closed. Edit box.
And
combo box.
I'll shift tab a few times to get to the combo box where I can select the drive.
Zero. Ahead. Program CC 4 of 12.
And I'm going to get a few files from my C drive, and I'll arrow to where the
list view I equals looking at.
List view of the files on the C folder are, and this is typical of Windows. It lists the folders first and then the files. So I'm just going to hit the end key to get to the end of the list where there's some files, and I'll select a few of them.
xp.txt 230.
Okay, that's the bottom. I will hold down the shift key and arrow up a few times to select some of these files.
win.mac, warm.w98-txt.
Okay, that should have selected a few of them. Now, one thing I've discovered with where there's a difference between this add file dialog and when adding tracks off to a CD. Remember we tabbed to the open button and I pressed enter on that, and then that put all the CD titles into the compilation window. But for some reason, the open button only will select one file at a time. Now, I don't know if that's something that I'm misunderstanding about it, or if it's a bug in Nero, or if it was intended that way, that Nero that Nero worked that way. It's quite possible, since Nero is really based on dragging and dropping of files, it's possible that maybe this is the way it's supposed to work. But you seem to only be able to select one file at a time when using the open button. However, since I have several files collected, I can copy them to the clipboard with Control C.
Copy to clipboard, W90.
And then I can press Escape to exit out of this add file dialog.
Nero burning ROM ISO 1, custom control.
And puts this back into the compilation window. Now let me make sure I'm focused on folder 1.
New, folder 1.
And I am. And I can press Control V.
Passage from clipboard, custom control.
And now,
new, folder 1.
I'll focus on folder 1 again in the first window and tab to get to the second window.
Custom control, W98-warm.win.mac.xp.txt.
And there are the four files that I selected in that second window. Now I'll add some files to the to folder 2. I'll tab back to the first window.
Custom control, folder 2.
Get down to folder 2, hit the
context menu.
Context key.
Void, create folder, add file dialog.
Arrow up to add file dialog, press enter.
Menu closed, edit box.
Shift tab to the list of
list die 1. Zero, DD8 of
this time I'll get a couple of files from the D drive, and I'll tab.
List view.
And again, hit the end key to get to some
web.
Files.
Web.txt, 36 of 36.
And I'll up arrow a few times to select a few of these.
Flag. Email. Convey. Sys. 30.
Copy to clipboard.
Copy to clipboard.
Press Escape to get out of this dialog.
Zero burning ROM.
Make sure I'm on
folder 2.
Folder 2 I am. Paste to clipboard.
Passing to clipboard. Arrow. Yeah. Folder.
Now if I do a tab to the other window.
Custom. Convey.sys. Email.txt. Flag.gif. web.txt.
And there's the four files I selected from the D drive. Now, if you try to copy two files of the same name, it will give you an error, and it will give you the date, the file name, the date and the time, and the perhaps, I guess that's all it gives you of each file, and it'll ask you if you're sure that you want to replace the file that you're on one of the folders that with the other one. So it won't let you copy two files of the same name into the same folder, which is pretty typical. Of course, you can do that when making an audio CD, as I did with John Denver's Late Night Radio. But if you think about it logically, you can't do that with data. So I'll tab back to
Custom Control. Folder 2.
First window.
Folder 1.
Where we have folder
new.
2 and folder 1 and new. And in order to burn these, we do something that's familiar, Alt-F.
F equals file pull down.
W for
N
right.
W.
W for right.
W equals right button. Menu call. E action. Right. Check. Act. Medium info. Wizard. Nope. Burn 7.
I wanted to get to the tab control, the tabs, because instead now we have a 7-page property sheet. Remember when we burned a CD, there were only 4 on the burn property sheet, but I'll just tab backward through these. The 7th one is
burn misc 6 of 7,
miscellaneous
dates 5 of 7,
dates
label 4
of 7,
ISA 3 of 7,
ISO
multi-session 2 of 7,
multi-session
info 1 of 7,
and info. And in order
burn
to
7.
Not waste any more time than I've already wasted, I'll not go into each of those independently. If you want to, you can, and no doubt contact-sensitive help is associated with a lot of what's there to help you around. So I'll now tab to
CD-ROM ISA 1 of 1.
Do the first tab and select CDI.
CD-ROM ISA 1
CD-ROM
of 1.
ISA, as it says, and tab again.
Wizard, but
there's the wizard if you want to select him.
Media info. Action. Determine maximum speed. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Well, since this is data, I don't particularly care to check the maximum speed. I'll just let it write as it chooses.
Action. Simulation. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And I don't even think I'll select simulation. The only thing I really want to do is burn.
Action. Right. Checkbox. Checked.
All right. Have it your way. And that is checked.
Action. Finalize CD. No further writing possible. Checkbox checked.
And I do want to do that to finalize it.
Right speed top 24x 3600 kbps 1 of 5 combo box.
Well, now it is thinking that it's going to burn a CD, but that isn't the case. So what I'm going to do is put a CDRW back in the drive, the one that I formatted earlier, and we'll see what happens here. Okay, I'm going to have to shift back to medium info.
Action. Determine medium info button.
And press enter on medium info to let it check to see what type of CD I actually am going to burn to.
Okay, button, dialog, disk info, close box, graphic, blank, total capacity, 000.00 MB, CD rewritable, available capacity, 7441.00, 656 MB, sessions, 0, UPC encode, 0, tracks, track, start, length mode, graphic, the medium is empty, graphic, ETDKCDRW 241,040B8 0H2, eject, button, refresh, button, okay, button.
So it gave us quite a bit of information there about the CW, the CD.
Refresh button. OK button.
And it put us on the OK button, which after hearing all that, I'm satisfied that that's what I want, so I'll press enter.
Medium info button. Property sheet.
And it takes us back to the medium info button. Now I'll tab again.
Action. Determine maximum speed. Checkbox. Unchecked. Action. Simulation. Checkbox. Unchecked. Action. Write. Checkbox. Check. Action. Finalize CD. No further writing possible. Checkbox. Checked. Write speed. Top. 10x1000.
Now, see, the write speed is at 10 instead of 24 because you can't write to CDRWs as fast as you can CDRs. Now, if I had been on the ball, I would have checked looked at the medium info button first instead of going around to the speed, when I saw it was 24, I knew that it wasn't set up to write to a CDRW, but I didn't do that. However, if I had just gone to the write button anyway, it would have. It does check to see the type of CD before it tries to burn to it. So I'll continue tabbing.
Write method, disk at once, 2 of 3, combo box, edit box, number of copies, 1. Buffer under run protection, checkbox, check. Use multiple recorders, checkbox, uncheck. W equals write button.
And I'll press enter on write and let it proceed to write. And when it's finished, I'll come back and verify that the data has been burned to the CD as we wanted it to be. Well, that didn't take long at all, and the window came up that says
burn process completed successfully at 10x1500 kbps. Default button, OK.
And there's the OK button to close that window.
Space, verify written data, checkbox.
And again, after pressing enter on the OK button, the window comes up with the information about the various processes and times that took place, and I won't bother going through that.
D equals discard.
I'll just tab to discard and press enter.
Zero burning ROM MM1.RY.
And
custom control.
The CD drawer opened and took us back into Nero. I'll close the CD drawer and
start menu taskbar desktop.
Go to the desktop.
C computer.
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 And
top 3 flop.
Arrow down to drive E.
Hard drive, new E, CD-ROM disk, 1.15 MB, 0 bytes, 4 of 10.
There it is, let's see what's in it.
Okay. Top, folder press. 1, file folder, 07-2020-02-547-AM, 1 of 2, no selected item, list view.
There's folder 1.
Bottom, folder 2, file folder, 07-2020-02-547-AM, 2 of 2.
There's folder 2. Let me
top, folder.
Arrow up to folder 1 and press enter.
Top, W98-H. W98-TXT, warm.txt, win.back, 1KB, back file, 07-50-2002-1040M, 4 of 5, bottom, xpdoc.txt, 2KB, text document.
And there are our files. I'll backspace.
Top, folder 1, 2, bottom.
Get down to folder 2 and press enter.
2, top, convey.sys, email.txt, flag.gif, bottom, web.txt.
And there are the four files in folder E. So I'll Alt F4 to get out of that, and I guess that CD is burned successfully. The final thing I want to cover is the database in Nero, and that is on the file menu under extras.
F equals file pull down, E equals V equals U, R equals X equals extras pull down.
Press enter.
F equals file.
And there's two types of database. There's the program database that we talked about in, I believe it was part one, but there's the user database, which is actually on my hard drive. It's all of the CDs that I've gotten data for from the database that Nero accesses, which is FreeDB, and have stored in the database on the hard drive. So
O equals open. P equals E equals open user, N equals open user title database dialog.
There's two ways of searching through this database. You can search through by CD title or song title.
C equals create a new, N equals E equals open user CD database dialog.
And the first one is the one that we'll look at first.
Menu closed, edit box, search string, property sheet, dialog.
And I pressed enter, and what it's looking for in this edit box is the first letter of the CD. So I'm going to press A. You can only search one for the first letter. So I'm going to press A.
A.
And then tab.
Sort by bottom artist, 2 of 2, combo box.
You can have them sorted by artist or
top, title, 1 of 2.
Title. So I'll leave it on title for now, then I'll tab.
No selected item, list view.
And arrow down to select what's here.
Top, the Drifters, all-time greatest hits, more 1959-1965, disc 1, 1 of 2. Bottom, the Drifters, all-time greatest hits, more 1959-119.
And those are the only two CD titles that I have that begin with A. So now I'll tab back to
sort by top
and arrow
bottom artist.
Arrow down to artist and see what CDs I have with the artists whose have names begin with A.
No select, top, bottom, Al Martino, the best of Al Martino, what?
And the only one I have is Al Martino. There's two ways to select these letters. You can type it into the edit box, as I did, or if I would tab again.
Track list of the currently selected CD, no selected item, list view.
Oh, there's another
top, Al Martino.
Box here that will list the titles of the CD that is selected, and since there was only one, or since I had Al Martino selected, it's
Al Martino painted. Al Martino red roses for a blue.
It's going to list Al Martino. I will tab back.
Top bottom sort by bottom art
and
top title 1 of 2.
Sort by title and then tab.
Top the Drifters all time greatest hit.
And we'll look at the Drifters here.
Track list of the currently selected CD. The Drifters volume or 3 of the Drifters basic writer 4 of.
So it will then list the titles that are on that CD. But as I started to say, there's two ways you can select the first letter that you want to search for. You can type it into the edit box, or here is a
1 of 28 tab control.
A series of tabs. There are 28 of them. There's A through Z.
B, A, and Q, Y, Z, 27 of 28.
The 27th one is a question mark, but I don't have punctuation on so that it's speaking question mark, but if you had something that, a title that started like with a number, you would have to tab, you could type the number in and then it would use this 27th tab.
Unicode, 28 of 28.
And you can even search using a Unicode or Unicode. I don't know why you would name a CD starting with something like that, but maybe there's a reason for it. Well, there probably is, otherwise it wouldn't be here. So those are the two ways you can search. You can come here to this property sheet of tabs or just type it into the edit box. I think it's just as easy to type it into the edit box.
Add new CD dialog button.
And there you can add a new one.
Close button.
Or you can
Nero Burning Rock.
Close it. Now we'll go back into the database and look at the other option of searching through the user database.
F equals file.
FX for extras.
X equals F.
And I think N is the...
And menu closed. Edit box. Search string.
Hotkey. I'll type in A again.
A.
And tab.
Sort by. Top. Title. 1. Of.
We'll go in by title again.
No selected item. Top. Various. A wonderful time up there. Pat Boone. 1 of 23. The Cadets. The girl's work has never done. 2 of 23. Dean Martin. A million and one. 3 of.
And here it's listing all of the songs that begin with A. So I'll shift tab back.
Sort by.
And we'll...
Bottom artist, 2.
Arrow down and sort them by artist, and then we have...
Al Martino, red roses for a blue lady, 3 of 10, unselected. Al Martino, top, Al Martino, Al Martino, Al Martino, 4.
Lots of Al Martinos.
Al Martino, 5, Al Martino, bottom, Al Martino, daddy's little girl.
I guess Al Martino's the only artist that I have that begins with A. And that would make sense, because in the previous, when we were looking at the previous... way of accessing the database, he was the only one that came up. So that would make sense.
CDs that contain the selected title. No selected item. Lip, top, bottom, Al Martino.
And here again, it does list the CD that contained those titles. And again,
A, 1 of 28.
We have the tab sheet.
B, 2, C, 3 of, D, 4 of, close button.
And the close button, which I'll...
Nero Burning ROM.
...will close. So I think I'll... conclude this now. There are a lot of other things that Nero can do. There are other ways of doing the things that I did. Nero can be a little temperamental at times, but for the most part, I think it gets the job done fairly well. I personally want to try CD Maker from NTI just to see how it works, and just because I like playing with new software. The help in Nero is pretty good. The documentation that comes on the CD is pretty good. There are a couple of other programs that come on the CD with Nero. One is a wave editor, which is not very accessible with speech, but it can be used, and I've enjoyed playing around with it a little bit. There's also a packet writing program called NCD, which is pretty accessible and works pretty good. So if there's enough interest in me doing some more main menu programs or another one with Nero or maybe the Wave Editor or NCD, I'll do them. And if not, I won't. So thank you all very much. This is Tom Dimeo. Email address is tjdx@earthlink.net.